Excited to announce I finally unpacked my Sfarim out of many, many boxes. I finally got my Sefer HaKinuch out. This is the same one that I had in high school. Very exciting to see how used it is, apart from the move, but apart from actually using it. And today, Mitzvah 384, Shin Pei Dalet, in Parshas Baloscha, the Sefer HaKinuch has a beautiful idea about the Chatzotros, the trumpets that were blown in the Beis HaMikdash and also at times of war. The Pasuk describes both of these dichotomous times when things are joyous, v'yom simchaschem, mo'adechem, and the Sefer HaKinuch extends to every daily karban tamid. The Kohanim, as he opines, the Kohanim are the ones who would blow these trumpets to show simcha. And also the Pasuk says, during times of tzara, times of war, times of famine, times of fasting, times of distress, also they used to blow these trumpets. What is this all about? What can we say among the Sharshi HaMitzvah? And the Sefer HaKinuch explains so powerfully two ideas. One, he says that these are times where we have to really focus. When a person's offering up a karban, kavana is paramount. A person has to have proper intention. If the Kohen has wrong intention of the time and place to eat it, it could invalidate the karban. Also, during times of tzara, we're actually in need. People are desperate for Yeshua. To daven to Hashem, you have to have focus. And how do you have good focus? Loud trumpets. Would you have said that? Loud trumpets make it easier to focus? Definitely. Okay. We've confirmed it. The idea of having what he calls noise and what he calls music, he says is so important. He writes, we talked about last week, that mankind is a composite of a spiritual being that's striving for growth and yet is housed in this mundane body that is constantly distracted, constantly pulled down by the daily things that are going on in every single day life. And therefore, a person needs to focus their attention. And he says that nothing is more powerful than music. Nothing is more powerful than a loud noise to keep our attention, to remind us of the solemnity, like we do in Rosh Hashanah. We have a shofar to keep us at attention, like soldiers in an army. We're supposed to be called to attention. It's supposed to help us focus, both during times of joy and also during times of great sorrow. It's very interesting if you think about this, if you look at recent studies in psychology about music. Music actually has been used in recent studies to help those who have ADHD. Especially children, they found that these studies that music is something that has a rhythm. It's predictable. It's stable. You teach kids an order of things to do, and they struggle with it. What if you put it to a song? Teach the kid the song. The song is predictable. It has something, rhythm, one after another. Part comes after part. Remember, list of things to do. Brush teeth. Get dressed. Eat breakfast. Put on your shoes. If you make it a song, you make it music, it also has the powerful ability to produce dopamine in the brain. Dopamine is important for regulating attention, working memory, motivation. Pretty important stuff for paying attention, for keeping ourselves focused. So the first idea of the Sefer HaKinuch, the idea about having a loud noise, having musical accompaniment at times of great joy, at times of great tragedy, it's important to keep us focused. And perhaps we can apply that to our davening. Our avoda, our karbanos, our tefillah is a time where it's easy to get distracted. And that means that we have an opportunity to be loud, to say the words out loud. Saying the words out loud could actually have tremendous effects on our ability to focus on what we're saying and to have kavana. Number two, he writes that aside from keeping our focus, classic idea of the Sefer HaKinuch, Acharei HaPe'ulos, Temshachem HaLevavos, the things that we say, the things that we do externally are able to inspire within us a certain attitude. And he writes that music is something that not only keeps us focused, it inspires us. It brings us up. A beautiful kumzitz, a beautiful Sfardi davening, which is a lot of singing, everyone all together. It keeps us motivated. It keeps us exciting. Unless you're not Sfardi. And then it's like, what am I doing here? But the idea about having something out loud, something moving, to sing the davening together can really inspire within us. Just end off by sharing with you another tip about how to have kavana. Heard from Rabbi Menachem Penner. It's a beautiful, powerful idea. Chinuch says it's most important to have kavana during times of great joy to show appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and times of great stress when we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save us. And yet, those are the times where it's hardest to focus. The time we should be focusing even more, and yet we're so distracted. We're so nervous about the meeting we have going on later today. Or we're so excited, we can't keep our mind off the score, we can't keep our mind off the things that are happening. They get in the way. So how are we supposed to have kavana? Rabbi Penner suggests this, a very practical idea. If it's bothering you enough that it's distracting you during davening, why don't you daven for that thing? Clearly you can't stop thinking about it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also can help you with that, even if it seems small, like getting there on time, having a good parking space. The rabbi should finish on time. Whatever it is that's bothering you, whatever it is you're thinking about, daven for it. Daven to Hashem for that thing. You know, thought suppression in psychology doesn't work. push down your thoughts makes them come back much worse. But to actually go with the thought, fine, so I can't stop thinking about this meeting today. Let me daven for this meeting to go well. Let me daven for that person I'm nervous about. Let me daven for them. So excited for the family simcha. Thank Hashem. Feel the gratitude in those moments. That's the powerful idea about the Chatzotros, the ideas of times of great joy, times of great distress, where it might be hardest to focus, number one, to say it out loud, to have the noise, to have the music, to have the singing, to have the camaraderie together, which actually inspires within us a sense of focus and attention. And number two, if it's important enough to think about during davening, it's important enough to daven about during davening. Hi, Ben Akasha.